Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh. This is KDK Radio at 709. I'm Larry Richard.
I'm John Shumway. Good morning. Thanks for being with us this morning. How many times do we sit here in the morning and the topic of conversation is a water main break?
Fairly frequently.
I would say.
Last night it was Mother Nature's fault where the flash flooding south of the city caused major issues around Route 51, Beck's Run, and those areas.
Overwhelming storm sewers, and it was just running down the streets. But the issue of our aging pipes is a continuing issue, and the Pittsburgh Water and Sewer Authority is going to do something about it.
The executive director is with us in studio, Bob Weimer. Bob?
Good morning.
Congratulations. You're the new executive director after acting.
Well, I've been with the authority for about four and a half years, so it's been a good opportunity to try and help the public.
One of the fascinating things that we were just talking about, because what is the oldest pipe in the Pittsburgh area?
How far back?
Well, it's around in the 1850s, certainly, are the active pipes, but we actually have pipes earlier than that, but they're just not active anymore.
Well, wait a minute. 1850 and they're still in operation?
Yes, they are, and with a little motherly love, they'll continue to be in operation.
Now, are we talking about water pipes or sewer pipes or what?
Both.
Really? And
yes.
are they brick or what are they made of?
The sewer pipes are mostly brick that are of that age, and the water pipes are mostly of steel that are of that age.
And how big are we talking about?
Oh, somewhere between, I'd say, 5 and 10 feet.
That's
10
incredible.
Foot pipe?
Well,
yeah.
Kudos to the engineers back then.
Oh, yeah. They did a great job, and it always amazes me to see the pictures of all the manpower required. We do it today with much fewer people and a lot of machinery, but it was amazing they got done as much as they did every day.
But the reality is some of those pipes, maybe not those particular, but many of the pipes in Pittsburgh are aging out. And that's why we're seeing a lot of these infrastructure problems with water main breaks. And that's got to be an ongoing burr underneath your saddle.
Well, it's actually a manifestation of a lot of the older cities here that have had rough financial times. And the last thing that you spend money on are the things you can't see. And the pipes themselves are require some effort to evaluate and determine which ones really need replacement. So that's the current activity, trying to verify where we should be putting our money and minimizing the risk of a failure.
You know, that is so true. If you don't see it, you know, and it costs money. I mean, there's no
huge
real
money.
Easy way to do these replacements.
Well, I think the interesting thing is if you look at most of the older cities, the core of their infrastructure was built between the 1850s and the 1950s. In fact, during the 30s, when we had the investments by the federal government, the workforce programs, those WPA projects really are still astounding in their value and their performance.
So let's talk about Smallman Street, because this is one, other than water main breaks, this is one where people are going to see something very in their face very soon, in that you are replacing first what? It's the water pipe basically between the 16th Street Bridge and 21st Street.
Yes. There are three separate pipes we'll be replacing, a 36-inch water main, a 12-inch water main, and then we're rerouting the existing sewer pipes to sustain a separation program that was started about 15 years ago. As a result of some new developments there, we wanted to reroute the pipes so that they're not under the buildings and therefore would not subject the building to any future collapse or subject us to additional costs in the future.
Makes it easy for the reconstruction of the building if they don't have to worry about a sewer pipe underneath.
Just one of the things, yes.
Yeah.
But the good news is it starts there, but the plan for the Strip District in particular is to expand its connection with the river and have a lot of things take place down there that can't be done until this project is finished.
Well, there was a plan developed probably 15 years ago, and this is just a continuation of the investment needed. And we will be extending these programs all the way through the Strip District to achieve the compliance with our combined sewer overflow problems, and as well as restoring the, if you want to call it, the health and vitality of the water system.
Now, the section from 16th to 21st that you're going to put first the water line in, going to maintain a lane of traffic in each direction, but everybody who goes to the strip on the weekends going, wait a minute, what about the parking?
Well, there's no question that this type of project, particularly given the time frame we were requested to complete it in order to meet the city's development objectives, requires us to really push through the section without any disruption or any delay. So we're going to create a lane of construction and have two lanes of traffic. The construction lane will change a little bit as we complete each section, meaning that this 36-inch, 12-inch water are in one location and the sewers will be in another. But by and large, the our intent is to keep the traffic and travel lanes and walking lanes as consistent as possible so that the public can get used to it.
And you're going to move parking down on the other side of the 16th Street Bridge?
Yes, we've made accommodations with one of the local developers to use their lot, and we have a second lot that we're negotiating access to. I believe the holdup is some permitting issues, and once those are done, we'll have a second lot a little bit closer to 21st Street.
Bob Weimert, Bob, we appreciate you coming in.
Well, thank you for having me.
And let's pick up where we left off on Smallman Street real quick. How soon is that going to start?
Well, it would begin probably as early as next week. I think it's just the contractor mobilizing at this point. All the other paperwork's in place.
Okay. And the that project, all that work you're talking about, is going to be finished this year?
It's going to be finished in December. That was our commitment to the city.
And is this part of an ongoing, we talked about the aging pipes, is this an ongoing thing to try and be proactive instead of waiting for the pipes to break, going in and trying to do something about them in advance? And that's got to be expensive.
Well, I think the issue has always been, where do we spend our money? And in the past, as this project shows, we would try to make or take advantage of multiple opportunities. You've got a street reconstruction that's going to occur that the city intends to pay for. You've got some new development occurring we need to provide some resources for, some utilities for. It makes sense for us to be in there while they're doing that work. But more importantly, we do have responsibilities to both the federal and state government under specific orders to implement projects every year to correct overflows into the river, to minimize the amount of downtime that our water system has. Obviously, we'd like to eliminate any possibility of any future boil water advisories and that type of thing. So we're looking very hard at the core infrastructure to make sure that the services the public needs every day are available.
And Bob, as you well know, the Flint, Michigan story several years ago put a focus on water systems and concern about contaminants, particularly what people hear is lead. How are we doing here in the region?
Well, we have a three-pronged program, the first of which was to identify the location of the service lines that are made of lead. Unfortunately, the records being as they are, we have no, if you will, verified record unless we go out and look, physically examine the pipes. And that reminds me that if the public can visit our website, they can see how they can determine whether their pipe is lead.
You mean as an individual, I can find out?
Yes, you can. And in addition, we'd encourage people who have not done so to send us or request a water quality test kit for lead, and we'll conduct that test, and it helps us determine where we need to focus our attention.
It's a tough issue, and I know it's an ongoing thing.
Well, we're going to spend $44 million this year on it. We've got over 2,100 lines that we must complete by the end of the year under a state order. So you'll see a lot of our crews out there. I think we'll have as many as 12 to 14 crews working in the streets throughout the summer.
Well, it's really important. Obviously, you know, the basic need of clean water is obvious to all of us, and good luck in your new role as executive director.
Thank you.
But you've been a consultant in this field for a long time.
Well, I've been in the field for 45 years.
How do you like it so far?
Well, I guess I'll stick at it a couple more.
Yeah, it's one of those things when you turn on the tap, you don't give them credit, but when you turn on the tap and it's not there, you give them blame.
Well, yeah.
In a lot of cases, that's just not fair.
Kind of take it for granted.
Job. Yeah, absolutely, and we trust.
Bob Weimer, good luck.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.